Hi everyone, I'm Karen Earnshaw and I'm bringing you a glimpse of the news from the Friday, March 23, Marshall Islands Journal. The main story on page one is crypto craze, with Gif Johnson giving the pros and cons on this story and the page three sidebar of the Marshall Islands being the first country in the world to make crypto coins legal tender. Also on page one is a sad story about the death of Tempo Alfred, a Bravo test survivor who passed away recently. Page two has a nice tribute to Tempo with some photos from the funeral and some nice ones of him with his family. Page three lead is EU has removed RMI from its tax haven blacklist. They slapped that on the RMI a couple of months ago. Two other countries, Bahrain and St. Lucia, were also delisted. Madro had quite a significant personage visitors last week, Alhaj Assai, Secretary General of the International Federation of the Red Cross, visited Madro and was welcomed by the local Secretary General, Jack Niedenthal. There was a short story about a couple of e-kittibus guys being lost at sea. A Royal New Zealand Air Force Orion searched for the plane. Subsequent to the publication, the search was called off, but that's because they went back to the drawing board and widened the search pattern and went out, and indeed they found those guys. So they are having a very lucky day today. The Taiwanese naval vessel Panxi had a big party, and look from the photos, it looks like a lot of people had a lot of fun on that evening as guests. And then two Madro prisoners escaped from jail late last year, were re-caught, and they have now received an additional 12 months of jail time. There's lots more stories in the Marshall Islands Journal. To subscribe to the digital version, go to the journal's website, www.marshallislandsjournal.com, and click on the PayPal button.